Topic 2.16 is to explain the terms gene, allele, genotype, phenotype, recessive, dominant, homozygote and heterozygote, and explain monohybrid inheritance, including the interpretation of genetic pedigree diagrams in the context of traits such as cystic fibrosis, albinism, thalassemia, garden pea height and seed morphology. So you know from looking at DNA that a gene is a sequence of DNA that codes for the amino acids in a single polypeptide. An allele we define as being an alternative form that occupies that locus, that site on the chromosome. The genotype is the genetic makeup of that individual, especially with respect to the particular characters that we're looking at. And the phenotype is the physical or chemical expression of the alleles. Okay, so if your genotype was big B, little b for brown eyes, then your phenotype would be that you'd be producing melanin to give you those lovely brown eyes. A recessive allele is one where you need two copies of the allele in order for there to be expression of that allele. So usually in these cases, it's the phenotype is the failure to express a particular protein. Okay, so blue eyes are a lack of melanin. Cystic fibrosis is a lack of CFTR being produced. If you're dominant, or if this is a dominant allele, then simply having one copy of that allele will be sufficient for the phenotype to be expressed. A homozygote has two of the same copies of the allele, so they may be homozygous dominant or homozygous recessive, and a heterozygote has one of each. You're going to need to be able to do monohybrid inheritance, so that is a single gene and the cross associated with that gene. You need to be able to interpret genetic pedigree diagrams. We'll look at good old Punnett square. So firstly, if you're going to look at a Punnett square, then what you're doing is the first generation, the F1 generation of the cross. And you take the parents and you split their genotype into the alleles. So one of the most interesting ones to look at is where you pair two heterozygotes. So your father is big B, little b, and your mother is big B, little b. You add them into a Punnett square, as shown in the diagram that's going to be attached to this, and you end up with one homozygous dominant, one homozygous recessive, and two heterozygotes. Your genotype ratios are going to be 1:2:1. Your phenotype ratios are going to be 3:1. These are known as Mendelian ratios. So because your heterozygotes are going to be phenotypically identical to your homozygous dominant, then you're going to end up with 75% of them expressing the dominant allele, which is purple in this case. Mendel's laws are that, one, we've got segregation, so one unit or allele for each trait is inherited from each parent, giving a total of two alleles. And the segregation takes place when the gametes are formed. So if you've got big B and little b, then half of your gametes will have big B and half of your gametes will have little b. His second law was of independent assortment. So the different traits are inherited independently of each other. This also means that every time you have a new gamete, you've shaken up and reset the probabilities. So if you have three children and they've all got brown eyes, that doesn't mean your fourth child is going to have blue eyes. You've got a 1 in 4 chance at each point, assuming you're both heterozygotes. So it's like tossing a coin. You reset the probability every time. If we look at genetic pedigrees, then you need to know circles are female, squares are male, white is usually unaffected, black is usually a sufferer, and half of it may be a carrier. Okay, so half filled equals carrier. And you just need to be able to follow those through.